Okay, Arisha, I have something to tell you that I honestly think might shock you. Maybe it won't. I don't know, but I feel like it might.
Okay.
Why are you saying, oh, okay?
I have a feeling it's like, my guess is you've started watching something.
No.
Okay.
All right. So we're back, baby.
Oh, shut up. I can't believe I walked right into that like an idiot.
I honestly can't either.
Oh, my God. I'm not on my game today. I knew that waking up. I was like, this is a day I'm not on my game. Mm. And it's clear.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I can wait.
All right. Well, Richie / Fame Whores, today.
God.
We are going to talk about some Halloween stuff. Halloween was last week, but seemingly all weekend, really.
Yeah. All 2 weeks, really.
Yeah. Halloween is never one day. So.
No.
We have Julia Fox's Halloween costume backlash, plus some other celebrity costume / digs. Then we're talking about my boo, Billie Eilish, and her speech to billionaires. Then we got Cheryl Burke versus Alex Earl's stepmom and some Dancing with the Stars drama. And then we're rounding things out with an update in the It Ends With Us lawsuit saga, which we haven't talked about in a while. It's been nice.
It has been nice. It's been real nice.
They were like, oh my God, Brooke and Arisha got a new show.
We got to give them content.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay. Let's go. I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
Grab a joint and a glass of milk.
Because this is Almost Fameless.
All right, so Halloween / my mom's birthday was last Friday.
Happy belated, Pammy.
Yes, happy belated. And as always, celebrities showed off their costumes at events. They showed them off all over Instagram. A lot of them had multiple costumes.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
The rich are just like us.
Yeah, exactly. Except people knew what their costume was.
That's a deep cut and offensive as fuck, and unfortunately so true.
Yeah.
I had celebrity money, I literally would be indistinguishable.
Uh-huh.
But so my costume was, I went as Frank Costanza's lawyer, for context. And the thing is, I didn't expect everyone to get it. I was like, the people that get it are my soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a couple of soulmates, and that's really all that matters.
I bet. Well, your costume may not have pissed people off other than me, but Julia Fox's did piss a lot of people off. Mm-hmm. So last Thursday, the day before Halloween, actually, Julia went to the Cursed Amulets Halloween party in New York City, and she was dressed as Jackie Kennedy from the day JFK was assassinated. So she was wearing pink skirt, pink jacket, and then she had blood splattered all over it. Mm-hmm. People immediately lost their minds. Mm-hmm. When this story came out, a lot of people said it was triggering. They said it was in poor taste, classless.
Yeah.
The gambit, you name it.
All of those, yeah.
Yeah. So on Friday, Julia posted two pictures of her costume on Instagram. And in the caption, she said, I'm dressed as Jackie Kennedy in the pink suit, not as a costume, but as a statement. When her husband was assassinated, she refused to change out of her bloodstained clothes, saying, I want them to see what they've done. The image of the delicate pink suit splattered with blood is one of the most haunting juxtapositions in modern history. Beauty and horror, poise and devastation. Her decision not to change clothes, even after being encouraged to, was an act of extraordinary bravery. It was performance, protest, and mourning all at once. A woman weaponizing image and grace to expose brutality. It's about trauma, power, and how femininity itself is a form of resistance. Long live Jackie O. Mm-hmm. So as I'm sure you know, that cleared everything up. No one was mad anymore.
Yeah. I don't know why we're even talking about it.
Exactly.
Everyone was like, oh, got it. And they deleted all their negative comments.
Yep. That post has zero comments.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Classic. So people were like, okay. This seems like maybe damage control. So somebody commented on that post and said, wow, you certainly got your 15 minutes, but you've definitely lost some fans. And Julia replied, I'll survive. She said, yes, unlike JFK. Yeah, exactly. So a day after she posted the Jackie costume, she posted a picture of her dressed as, I guess, Angelina Jolie with the caption, Cancelina Jolie.
Oh my God. Wait, what do you mean when you said...
Well, maybe it's from a role. I don't know, but she's got like short hair. She almost looks more like Lisa Rinna.
Oh gosh. Okay. Oh, I've never thought about the comparison. The lips.
If you look at the pictures of Julia Fox that from that post, I'm like, maybe yeah. It's, I don't know all of Angelina Jolie's movies, so I don't know.
Okay. I think I recognize, I don't know what that movie is from, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So we also heard from an actual Kennedy on the matter.
Mm-hmm.
So JFK and Jackie's grandson, Jack Schlossberg, tweeted, Julia Fox glorifying political violence is disgusting, desperate, and dangerous. I'm sure her late grandmother would agree. Do you know anything about Jack?
We talked about him on this show.
What?
He came up in a, we were, I don't remember, not this show, sorry.
Oh.
Rich and Weekly. I think it was Rich and Weekly. It would have had to have been.
Yeah.
There was something he had said, and I, for the life of me, don't remember if it was positive or negative.
But do you know anything about, like, his political affiliation? Like, if you... Yes, or like, do you just know his name? Like, if you had to guess, what would you think?
I'd guess blue, only because RFK is such an outlier. I just assume he's the only one.
For some reason, I assumed he was a lunatic, and I don't know if that's just because of RFK.
Is he?
He's not. He's.
I didn't think he was
because he like posted about RFK, which would be his uncle.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Give up.
Great uncle.
I can't with these.
Because Jack. Would be his dad, would be Jack's dad.
John.
I like Jack better.
But he calls himself Jack.
Okay, so I did he? Does he? Or no. Are you fucking with me?
I'm fucking with you.
All right, fuck you. Okay.
Maybe he does.
Do you have any thoughts on the Julia's thing? Because I am going to move into some other Halloween stuff.
Yeah, well, I want to know what you think about it. Are people right to get up in arms?
Well, when you first... when you first asked me a couple days ago, I was like, I love it. I hope RFK cried. But I was just premenstrual then. I mean, listen, I don't know. I can't care about this. Like, I just can't. My bandwidth, I'm full. There's too much. I can't. Like, I guess I see why people think it's in poor taste. It's Halloween.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I saw a comment that was like, some of us remember the day he was killed and it stuck with us and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, but like, I don't know. Am I just becoming a fucking asshole? I don't know.
That's what I struggle with, because Julia Fox is notorious for doing shit like this.
Yeah.
Like pushing the envelope with her fashion, if we want to call it fashion.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not surprising to me. I think it's kind of like, well, if it's all about making this statement, why are you doing it on Halloween? Like, why not do it any old day? You love to walk out on any old day with no pants on and a polar bear costume on your head.
It would be... insane if she just did that.
She is
randomly.
Insane though. Like, she's worn insane things out for seemingly nothing, to go pick up groceries from the bodega for her and her son, who still live in that very modest apartment that they rent. And that's why she's you know, just like us.
Yeah.
I just think it's something that if she wasn't Julia Fox, and was just somebody at a party, I'd be like, oh my God, what an insane costume.
No one would say a thing.
Yeah. I'd be like, that's fucked up, but clever.
Yeah.
Fucked up, clever. But because it's on a public stage and also we're like, I don't know. It's hard. It's a challenge. And I get why people are upset. I don't think she did it for the reasons she said in that post.
I know.
I think she did it because it's like, I'm going to get a reaction and I love to get... She like feeds off of reactions.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm at a point in my life where I can understand other people's upset, but I don't have to be upset or outraged.
Well,
like I said, I just don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah.
I have to reserve my upsetness. Is that a word?
For sure. I just think that with the way that the world is right now, especially with gun violence, maybe now is not the best time for a costume like this.
True.
But again, it's Julia Fox. She wants attention and she got it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, Julia was not the only celebrity who had to defend their costume choice. Winnie Harlow. You know who that is?
Yeah. The model that has the skin condition.
Vidiego. I always have a hard time saying it, but yes.
Yeah.
Vitiligo.
Okay. You could have said it anyway and I'd be like, sounds good.
Okay, well, she dressed as Whitney Houston.
Okay.
From the night that Whitney accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2001 BET Awards. She also posted a video of her reenacting Whitney's speech, and she did get a lot of positive comments from people like Naomi Campbell, Halle Berry, Ciara, Tracee Ellis Ross, a lot of celebrities. But a lot of people also thought that she was mocking Whitney. So one person commented, dressing up and acting as Whitney during one of the most painful, humiliating, and vulnerable periods of her life, it isn't honoring her, it's mocking her suffering, it's exploiting trauma for entertainment. So Whitney... after this backlash, posted a story on Instagram, and it just had text. It was like a gray background text. And she said, my video wasn't mocking Whitney. That clip has always been one of my favorite moments of hers. She was radiant, funny, confident, and captivating. She was being awarded. The way she moved across that stage with flair and swag, iconic. My mother is one of our biggest fans and named me Whitney after her. That's my real legal name. She's always been a queen in my house. Mm. So it's like, this is so similar to the Julia Fox thing, because it's like, well, after the fact, now you're posting like, you have to post this thing defending your choice and why you chose it. And it's like this diatribe about how they're your favorite person on the planet or in heaven.
Well, are people supposed to put these out before they do their costumes now? It's like, I see why people are like, we've gotten way too sensitive.
Yeah.
Collectively. Mm-hmm. Where I don't. Was this a speech where she was, like, really on drugs or something?
I think that was a point in her life, yeah, where she was kind of, everyone was talking about, like, yeah, whatever was going on with her. But I'm not 100% sure.
It's just crazy because for the longest time, costumes were just slutty versions of jobs. That was it. That's all we had to do. And now they've become so niche, especially in LA, where it's like, on the five-way stop in Beverly Hills.
Exactly.
Shit like that.
Like Kristen Bell and her whole party. Did you see that? And they're all like, everything was like a before and after from like Wheel of Fortune. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like the best way I can describe it. It was like, she was Carrie Bradshaw Shank Redemption.
Oh, gotcha. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Where they like combine.
Yes.
It's like the Jeopardy trivia category.
Exactly.
Is that what you said? Oh, Wheel of Fortune.
But I guess Jeopardy has them too.
Yeah.
But it's like, I've never been somebody who's taken Halloween that seriously, even though it's my mom's birthday. Like, we've had birthday parties, but it's always been her birthday. But I've never been like, I have to come up with like a fucking costume that requires a 6-page explanation to everyone at the party.
Well, if you got invited to a Halloween party where everyone had to be in costume, would you put effort like that into it?
I mean, your first question should be, would I go to the party?
I know, but I'm assuming you're going. It's a party where everyone leaves with
with what?
With studio deals. Like that dinner, that rooftop dinner party you refuse to let us go to.
Oh my God, shut up. Yeah, I would put effort into it, but I wouldn't be a psycho about it.
Right.
Like, I'd have a fun costume.
Yeah.
I'd be somewhere in the middle. I wouldn't be a slutty job, and I wouldn't be a fucking think piece from the Mensa test.
That really is the spectrum of Halloween costumes.
It is. Yeah. Oh, I do have to say about Winnie Harlow, I don't like her, and this is because she was on America's Next Top Model. That's where she started.
Oh, okay.
And she was not nice to people on that show, and that has never left my brain. So no matter how nice she is now or anything she does, I can't get that out of my head.
And it wasn't editing?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. She said words out of her mouth. I mean, you're talking to somebody who wrote a whole paper in college about editing in reality TV, so.
Well, that's what I mean. I was like, if anybody would know, it'd be you.
Exactly.
So if you can tell it's not editing, then that is problematic.
I don't think so. I think she was just kind of a bee. Mm. But who knows? She could have grown up and changed. I don't fucking know, but.
Yeah, right. Nobody changes.
All right. So let's talk about some Halloween diss costumes, or what people assume are diss costumes. So Kayla Nicole, Travis Kelce's ex, she dressed up as Toni Braxton from Toni's music video for the song He Wasn't Man Enough. So, of course, everyone speculated that it must be a diss at Travis after everyone thought Taylor's song Opalite had a diss about Kayla. Some people are like, well, now this is about him.
You simply cannot walk outside without being some kind of diss statement.
It's true.
It's just the way the world is now.
Yeah. That one, I'm like, I don't know. She could just really love Toni Braxton and love this look and want to wear it.
Yeah.
But Lily Allen also had a disc costume. Mm-hmm. So we talked last week about her album. She has a lot of songs about her ex, David Harbour. One of those was called Madeline. It's about his alleged mistress. Well, she dressed up as the character Madeline from the cartoon.
Oh my God, I love those books.
Yeah. And David dressed up as a burn victim after hearing her album and seeing this costume.
Shut up. Can you imagine? That would honestly turn the tides for him, for me.
It would.
If he did that.
You got to be able to lean into it these days. That's the only chance you've got. Unless you did something truly horrible.
Yeah.
That's literally all you've got. Now, he also has some drama with Millie Bobby Brown. And we are going to discuss that on this week's Burn Book episode. So if you want to sign up for Patreon, you do get a second episode every week on the Burn Book tier.
Yeah.
And we go off the rails on that one. So
if you can believe it, I know that's hard to believe.
Yeah. People are like, I thought your baseline was off the rails. It's not, believe it or not.
They're like, this wasn't off the rails already?
Nope.
Not even close.
All right. Tell me about my love, Billie Eilish.
So Billie was in New York City last Wednesday at the Wall Street Journal Magazine's Innovator Awards ceremony. Mm-hmm. So she was getting the Music Innovator Award, which is honoring her contributions to the music industry. And in her acceptance speech, she went off in a classic Billie way, I feel like. Like just, I mean, it wasn't even, it was, and when I say off, it was like very subdued. It was just, she said, love you all, but there's a few people in here that have a lot more money than me. If you're a billionaire, why are you a billionaire? Mm-hmm. No hate, but yeah. Give your money away, shorties. And that's just
truly.
That should be a shirt. Give your money away, shorties.
Only a way that Billie Eilish could say it.
Oh, for sure. For
sure. Give it away, shorties. And if I were a billionaire in that room, I'd be like, okay.
It's like, you're right.
I will.
Who do I write the check to?
Yeah.
So what's making a lot of headlines is that one of the billionaires in attendance at the awards show was Mark Zuckerberg.
A.K.A. Curly-headed Fuckerberg.
Yeah, that's, I probably should have just said that. Nobody knows him as Mark Zuckerberg. He was there because his wife, Priscilla Chan, was being recognized for her philanthropic efforts. Mm. And sources on the ground, according to People magazine,
Jeff Bezos
was like, we have reporters on the ground at the event.
Everyone just thinks they're servers. So it's working out
well. We
got
them.
Yeah.
But apparently after Billie's speech, Mark didn't clap.
Oh, no. Yeah, I heard he was crying like a little bitch.
He got up. He took his napkin off his lap, threw it on the table, and walked off bumping into one of the undercover People reporters.
Ah, perfect.
No, he didn't do any of that. But so, of course, people are like, oh, Billie, put your money where your mouth is. How are you going to call out these billionaires when you're not doing shit like that? Mm-hmm. Joke's on them. She is doing shit like that. It was revealed that she's donating $11.5 million from her current tour, Hit Me Hard and Soft, across multiple organizations that support food inequality and combat the climate crisis.
Nice.
So, and I will say there were a lot of other billionaires in the audience. Like, is this, I mean, I guess it's the Wall Street Journal magazine, but still. Spike Lee, Hailey Bieber, billionaire from Road. And George Lucas, the Star Wars guy.
Wow.
But everyone's talking about Zuckerberg.
Of course.
He is the third richest person on the planet.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a comment on Facebook, because you know that's where I go to fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
of course.
Someone was like, oh, what a hypocrite. And I was like, how is she a hypocrite? She's not a billionaire. So how is she a hypocrite?
And I'm sure he came back with a lot of sources.
It was a woman, but I love that you assumed it was a man. Rightfully so.
Oh my God, that's like reverse sexism. I always.
Yeah.
I just assume women are too rational on our periods. There's no way we would get absolutely hysterical.
Not on Facebook, they're not. See, that's where I find the crazies.
Don't I know it? Well, what did she say? Did she reply to that?
No.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Well, it's crazy. So I did look this up. Mark Zuckerberg has over $280 billion. Billie, $50 million net worth.
They're never going to make me hate Billie.
Never. She lives with her parents in their two-bedroom, one-bathroom house in Los Angeles. It's so precious, and it's my dream.
Did she buy that house? Or is this like...
Oh. The way it was worded, it sounds like it's what she lived in her whole life before she got famous.
Wow.
That's sweet. And I just imagine her being like, all right, guys, I'm heading to New York. Going to go to this award and then I'll come home and we can do dinner tomorrow night. Uh-huh. This is so precious.
I literally thought you were going to say, all right, guys, I'm heading to bed. Like they're all down in the living room watching a movie.
Yeah, she probably says that too.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. She's a queen and we love her.
Yeah. And I can't underline, say that any harder. Give your money away, shorties.
Yeah, give your money away, shorties. Okay. So speaking of queens who are killing it, Alex Earle is currently on Dancing with the Stars, and she truly is killing it. Like, she is top three. I think the final three.
Uh-huh.
Here's my prediction. Tell me if you agree.
It's going to be the same as mine, I'm sure.
I think it's going to be Alex Earle.
Uh-huh.
Robert Irwin, a.k.a. Boy Bindi.
Bindi,
who we call Boy Bindi. And Whitney Lovett from Secret Lives and Born and Wives. They're all... What?
You're missing Andy Richter.
Honestly.
He's never leaving.
That's what we deserve as a country. We deserve Andy Richter winning Dancing with the Stars. He's a lovely man, but Jesus fuck. Why is he still there?
He's asking that question every day.
I know he is. I know
he's
he
like,
is.
He's like, I was supposed to be doing so many other activities because I assumed I'd be out the first or second week. Even his dancing partner is like, fuck. Gotta cancel this engagement. I can't get out of here.
Yeah. So last week was the Halloween episode. Now, you and I are watching this season. We love it. We watch it at our sleepover. So
I almost went really rogue and started watching old episodes of the show. Mm. And I was like, I can't be this kind of person.
Well, we might do that for bonus app rewatches.
I know. I know.
We are gonna do a pull on Patreon. I know I said I was gonna do a pull about our names, but now I'm like really torn on the name and I'm like going back and forth. But we'll at least let you guys weigh in and see what you think. But we also are gonna run a poll about what you guys want for bonus episodes because we wanna do like old reality TV rewatches and stuff. So we'll let you guys weigh in on that soon. We'll make a poll, we'll start doing those. We're thinking two bonus episodes a month, right? Is that what we said?
Yeah, that's what
on
we
Patreon?
Said.
On Patreon? Okay. Just so you guys know. Okay, so the Dancing with the Stars drama. Like I said, last week was Halloween. Former Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke was a guest judge. Now, when Alex Earle danced, all the judges gave her a 10, except Cheryl, who gave her a gasp 9.
Quit. She shouldn't even be dancing.
I know. It's insane. So during the show, Alex's stepmom, Ashley Dupre, I think is how you say it.
Okay.
Was recording on TikTok. As she watched and her kids were there, they were all watching Dancing with the Stars together. And when Cheryl gave Alex a 9, Ashley said, oh, go take some more Ozempic. Then one of her kids is like, go take some more Ozempic. And she's like, she looks weird. Doesn't even look like her. So the following day, Cheryl posted a TikTok and she was defending her score for Alex. And she captioned the video, after taking a day to really sit with everything, the feedback from my guest judging, the body shaming remarks, the kind words, the harsh ones, and everything in between, here's where I'm at. So in the video, she said, my comments didn't just come out of nowhere. It came from personal experience. It came from being on this show for 26 seasons. I'm actually proud of myself for being able to really get my point across in just a few seconds that I had, because that's what I was most nervous about. I hope... The fact that that's what she's the most nervous about. She's like, Alfonso yells at them every week to hurry up and I'm scared. But she said, I hope that what was said is something that can be helpful to the remaining couples. So then, and this is where people think that she was essentially responding to Alex's stepmom. She said, I know that I did the best I could with the information that I had and with what I saw in real time. And for the people who think body shaming is okay, especially in front of your children, that sends a powerful message about what you value. And clearly, it's not kindness. If that's the example you choose to set, then please, I beg of you, leave my name out of it.
I agree with that.
Pretty clear that's about Ashley. Yeah. It's very specific.
You know, she was, you know her history, Ashley's history.
No.
She was involved in the Elliot Spitzer prostitution scandal. She was one of the call girls.
Mm.
Remember him, the governor of New York?
Yes, vaguely.
Yeah.
Save it for a throwback. A nostalgia story?
No way. This is a boring one.
Okay, so a day after Cheryl's video, Ashley posted another video on TikTok and she apologized for what she said about Cheryl. So in Ashley's video, she said, I just wanted to jump on here and apologize for making comments that were insensitive in the heat of the competition. My stepmotherly instincts got the better of me. Never ever do I want to make another person feel bad. Stepmotherly instincts is a wild thing to say.
It really is. It really is.
It just sounds absurd.
Also, aren't they close to the same age?
They look it. Are you surprised?
It's just such an absurd thing to say. It'd be like you being like, my stepmotherly instincts. Like if you were my mom.
She's like, it reminded me of a day in the cafeteria when Alex and I were sharing chicken nuggets.
Exactly.
So then she said that she always tries to pick others up. And said, if you follow me, you know that about me, I hope. And that's how we raised our children. I'm sorry that my actions did not reflect that. So Alex has been pretty quiet. Obviously, she's not like getting involved in this drama. But she did comment on Cheryl's TikTok. And she said, I really appreciated your critiques and feedback. So helpful for me as someone in the competition. Thank you. So sounds like it's been wrapped up.
Alex is probably like, listen. Shut up, stepmom.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
That's the thing, because that could affect people voting for her.
Right. Well, that's why Andy Richter is still on this show. Let's be honest.
I know.
It's because of the voting.
Well, and last week the judges were like, you're getting so much better. It's like, are they just saying that in case he actually wins? They're like, we got to make people believe he's a good dancer just in case.
No way. I wonder if something like this has happened before. Where there's been a huge, like, lovable person who's bad at dancing, but they get really far.
I'm not
sure. We'll find out eventually.
We will find out eventually. No one tell us. No spoilers. But yeah, that's it on the Cheryl, Ashley, Alex drama.
Well.
Yeah.
Speaking of drama.
Yeah.
Guys, it's finally ended with us.
Oh. But has it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think it
has. I don't know. Okay, so this is going to be, I feel like a paralegal going through documents that I'm preparing for my lawyer, because it's like, this is so much.
Yeah.
So let's see if I can get this correct.
Okay.
On Halloween, Pammy's birthday, U.S. District Court Judge Lewis Lyman entered final judgment in the case, which effectively ended the January 16th countersuit that was initiated by Justin Baldoni.
Right.
So, as well as his company, the studio co-founder, studio CEO, crisis PR specialist, and publicist. Mm-hmm. He was coming for a lot of people. The reason this is the case is because Justin and his party or whomever did not file an amended complaint.
Right.
And they had a deadline to do that. They had until October 24th, and they didn't. Yeah. So because of that, the judge is like, okay, this case is gone. However, the plaintiffs do have the right to appeal. Blake Lively is the only one who responded to the order to show cause, which was like the thing that they had to do by October 24th.
She was sitting by the phone.
She was like, the second that email came in, it was like, you guys got to respond. She was like, do. Hello? Judge?
Yeah, every time the phone rang, she's like, Judge Lineman? Oh, hey, Mom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But her thing that she's keeping is a request for attorney's fees. So I think she wants the money back for all the, and I'm sure those fees are not low.
Yeah.
So this all is playing out 4 months after Justin and his Wayfarer Studios defamation lawsuit against Blake and Ryan was dismissed. This was back in June. Do you remember that?
Yes,
we talked about this on Rich and Weekly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So the judge overseeing the case terminated the legal action over a lack of response. So basically right now, there's no lawsuit from Justin anymore. It was a $400 million lawsuit. And Blake's side or whatever, they released a statement that said, as we have said from day one, this $400 million lawsuit was a sham and the court saw right through it. We look forward to the next round, which is seeking attorney's fees, treble damages, and punitive damages against Baldoni, Sarowitz, Nathan, and the other Wayfarer parties who perpetuated this abusive litigation. Now, Justin hasn't commented. And I, from what I understand, it technically isn't over.
Right.
It's just mostly over. It's kind of like the same thing that happened in June where we were like, okay, what does this mean?
Yeah.
But the judge said that he did contact all parties on October 17th, mm-hmm. a day before my dad's birthday, to warn them that he would be entering a final judgment to end the case. And like I said, Blake was the only one to respond.
This amendment that they failed to file was the amendment for the one that they dismissed in June.
As well as his $250 million one against the New York Times. Mm-hmm. So he had this time to basically refile.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And I'm dying to know what's going on.
I know. Should we call him?
Maybe. Because what does this mean?
I don't know. There's got to be a reason. It's not like he just forgot.
It's like, shit. I forgot to put that on my calendar reminder list.
He must be a Libra.
Shut up. There's no way he's a Libra. We wouldn't pull this stunt.
Okay. But yeah, I'm very curious, too, what the deal is going on, what's going on there. Because there's still going to be a trial, it sounds like. So didn't I see that somewhere?
It's the trial right now is Blake getting her lawyer fees covered, it seems. And I'm sure there's more, there's other complicated things that I just don't understand.
Yeah.
But it feels like there was so much hullabaloo for it to just die with this kind of whisper.
I know. I'm going to be pissed.
Well, there were still comments about there being a court in March of 2026, like a court date.
That's what I'm saying.
And so it'd be insane if it was just this.
No, that would be absurd. I'd protest outside.
And I don't know if this is one of those things where there's like legal loopholes that the lawyers are using where they intentionally let this, the time limit or deadline pass because it means they'll do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
It's always some shit with this judicial system.
It is. It really is.
I feel like I'm seeing more Blake news now, including her cute little characters from Up costume.
I didn't see that. I'm blessed.
Yeah, you are blessed.
Should we do a couple quickies?
Yeah.
So we got Jonathan Bailey, first gay man to be named People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Openly gay, yeah.
That's huge.
Hell yeah.
Wow, you had to say openly gay, huh?
Well,
so you think there's a bunch of closeted gays out there, but are people sexiest?
In Hollywood, you throw a rock and you're hitting gays.
I know.
And I mean that in the most kind way.
I know.
It's such a treat.
Wish that was everywhere.
I know.
But yeah, that's, I mean, of course, I saw comments. Don't get me started.
Somebody commented, they were like, I'm sorry, I just don't see it. And I was like, oh, is it Carrie Ann, sexiest man alive, or People's Sexiest Man Alive?
Oh, I did see your comment. Well, it's like the people in these comments are acting like this is, that's it. The whole world, not just America, because this is an American magazine. Mm-hmm. It's been decided. The United Nations got together, all the world leaders, and said, everyone has to fuck Jonathan Bailey. He is the sexiest man, and you all have to fuck him now.
They did. Did you not get that press release from NATO? They said that, exactly. And I was like, sign me up. I would love to be first because I don't want him to be tired.
He won't be. You saw him dancing around in Wicked.
Oh, my God. I was in love with him. And then I found out he was gay. And I was like, another one? How am I supposed to have these celebrity lovers if they're all gay?
We've all been in love with a gay celebrity. Wentworth Miller. Michael Scofield from Prison Break. Dreamboat. But yeah.
These just keep coming.
But that's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, every time there's a sexiest man alive, there's always a group of people that's like, really?
I know.
Why can't it be this? Why isn't it this? And it's just a wonderful reminder that you can't please everyone.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you shouldn't try. Well, speaking of hotties, though, the love of my life has broken my heart permanently.
Uh-huh.
Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Had a baby.
He did have a baby. First man, first open man to have a baby.
Shut up. I saw the news and I was like, guys, fuck you guys. Honestly, how dare he?
Yeah.
How dare he impregnate somebody who's not me?
Right.
So I'm a little heartbroken, but yeah, they had a baby in September or something. I don't give a shit.
Oh, is it a Virgo?
Maybe.
Wow.
That would explain why I hate it so much.
Now they're blessed.
With hell.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm deeply happy for them. I've never been more happy for a couple and their baby.
Shut up. Shut up. You don't even like babies.
Whoa. I love babies. I just don't want one.
Really? Because when you get a baby, you hold it like this.
You've never seen me hold the baby, and that's by design.
Babies would run circles around you.
No, they wouldn't. They can't run their babies.
I know, they can't run. So the baby was actually born in Libra season.
Ew.
Wait. Nope. I lied.
Good.
The baby is a Scorpio.
What?
A girl Scorpio.
You said it was born in September.
I know. I was completely wrong. The baby was born end of October.
Wow. It's really obvious we don't have that research team anymore.
Yeah.
And also Jennifer Aniston is now IG official with her boyfriend.
Hooray.
Hooray.
She broke Instagram once.
How?
When she joined, it was like she had the most followers in 4 minutes or something insane like that.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other quickies?
Chris Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And Sophie Turner might be dating.
I saw potentially. That. Potentially.
Multiple sources are saying that. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I kind of like them together, although Chris Martin would sooner die than date somebody even within 10 years of his age.
I saw that and I just like, I don't know if I don't care about them, you know, like I don't have any like ties to either of them to care.
I just like them both being British. I don't know why.
They're the first openly British couple.
I know. Finally.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're being open about it.
Yeah.
I think that's it for quickies.
Nice. Love it. Love the quickies. All right.
It's time to go back.
It's time to go back. I'm going to snuggle in, get ready for story time.
It's Monday, May 5th, 2014, in New York City, Manhattan to be specific. Now, while some of us are taking our fifth tequila shot in honor of Cinco de Mayo, a lot of celebrities are dressed to the nines because they were lucky enough to be invited to the 66th Met Gala. Mm. The theme is Charles James, Beyond Fashion, which is about as easy a theme to dress for as Andrew Graber.
What the hell is that?
Exactly. That's my point. But as is usually the case with the Met Gala, Manhattan is buzzing with celebrities. Kim and Kanye, almost a year after North was born. Hertz's shill guy, Tom Brady, is there with Giselle. Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield are dating. Charlize Theron and Sean Penn. Mm. The list goes on and on. It's actually Selena Gomez's first ever Met Gala. Mm. And Sarah Silverman and Michael Sheen are making their first red carpet appearance together. Plus, my idols, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, are both there. It's your quintessential who's who of celebrity fashion. But today's throwback story isn't about the Met Gala. It's about something that happened after the Met Gala. Mm. Or rather, after one of the Met Gala after parties. Now, as you all know from the song, after the show is the after party, and after the party, it's the hotel lobby. Yeah. And that's where we are today, the Standard Hotel. We're not in the lobby, though. We're on the top for the Met's unofficial after party. The vibes are vibing, which is to be expected when the food isn't pigs in a blanket and the drinks aren't coming out of plastic liquor bottles, like at my parties. Mm-hmm. Once again, we've got a who's who of celebrity culture. Margot Robbie's at the bar. Future Bills fan Haley Steinfeld is taking in the view from the roof, and Beyonce and Jay-Z are holding court in the corner. Both of them are in Givenchy haute couture. Jay-Z in a white tux, and Beyonce in a black sheer bejeweled dress with a black veil. Now, I should mention one other attendee from the Met Gala who is also at this after party, Beast's younger sister, Solange. Mm-hmm. Which brings us to the main setting for today's story, the Standard Hotel's elevator. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure if the three of them arrived together, but they all left at the same time, along with Julius, one of their longtime bodyguards. As the elevator opens to take them down the 18 flights to the ground floor, Beyonce gets in first and stands in the back corner, and then Solange comes in. Jay-Z and Julius enter next, and just as Julius hits the close button, Solange gets right in Jay's face. Now, we all know the over 3 minute video of this infamous altercation has no sound, so I will do my best to describe it. Uh-huh. There's clearly some kind of exchange of words, and then Solange goes full feral, trying to land a hit on Jay wherever she can. Julius quickly grabs her and envelops her in a bear hug, while Jay just stands there and Solange does whatever she can to still land some hits and kicks. She's yelling at him. And if there's one thing I want to see almost as much as the Epstein files, it's the audio of this elevator ride.
Yeah.
At one point, Julius pushes the hold floor button, which clinched his holiday bonus for that year, probably. But his hands are full, because even though he has Solange held back, she's trying everything she can to get to Jay.
Wow.
Now, during all of this, Beyonce is standing in the corner. It's not until Solange lands a kick on Jay-Z and he goes to grab her leg that B actually steps in between them. Mm. The elevator eventually makes it to the ground floor, and we see Julius bend down to pick up Solange's purse. She used it to whack Jay a few times. Its contents went everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then Julius goes to clear the path for them to exit. Beyonce follows him, which is a huge mistake, because now it's just Jay and Solange, and what do you know? She's coming at him again. Now, to be fair, it looks like he takes her hand, and that sets her off. So Julius immediately comes back in and separates them again. Finally, they all get off the elevator. Julius guides Jay out first, lesson learned, mm-hmm. and then he follows him, and then Beyonce and Solange. Mm-hmm. Beyonce and Solange get in a car and leave, and Jay-Z gets into a separate car. And to them, that's the end of it. A family fight that no one other than their bodyguard will ever know about. Enter shady-ass security staff. I'd like to think of the security of the hotel in America's Sweethearts who had that footage of John Cusack pulling the prickly
yes,
out.
Yes, of course.
Anyone know that deep cut? Yeah.
I mean, I do, obviously.
That's all that matters. 1 week after the incident that was just going to stay within the family, TMZ leaks the footage. It spreads online faster than Solange's fists of fury. Everyone's talking about it. Late night hosts, SNL, my group chats. Unable to ignore the buzz, they release a statement from all of them about the incident. It says, as a result of the public release of the elevator security footage, there has been a great deal of speculation about what triggered the unfortunate incident. But the most important thing is that our family has worked through it. Jay and Solange each assume their share of responsibility for what has occurred. They both acknowledge their role in this private matter that has played out in the public. They both have apologized to each other, and we have moved forward as a united family. The reports of Solange being intoxicated or displaying erratic behavior throughout that evening are simply false. At the end of the day, families have problems, and we're no different. We love each other, and above all, we are family. We've put this behind us and hope everyone else will do the same. And then nobody talked about it again.
Never again.
That's the beauty of these statements. It really shuts the world down.
It really does. Every Thanksgiving, they gather around and hug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they say that they're grateful for TMZ for bringing them together.
Yeah. So I will say, at the time, there had been reports that Solange had also gotten into a verbal argument with Rachel Roy, a designer.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that Becky with the good hair?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is one of the biggest speculations, is that Rachel Roy is Becky with the good hair. But they all seem to be fine. In a 2017 Rap Radar interview, Jay-Z said, before and after, we've been cool. She's like my sister. I will protect her. That's my sister, not my sister-in-law, my sister, period.
That's what Alex Earl's stepmother should have said.
If only.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy moment. That's one of the things I need to learn on, like, someone's deathbed. They have to give it up.
I know. I think our best bet is Julius, the bodyguard.
Yes, yes.
Although he's been with them for so long. I could not, as I was writing this, I could not stop thinking about what it's like to be a bodyguard. Not an assistant, a bodyguard, where it's like you see everything.
Yeah, yeah. True, because you're there every second unless they're sleeping.
And you're probably still there, too.
Standing in the corner just waiting.
You never know when a bad guy will come through a window.
You really don't. Okay, so it's story time. I want to ask you, do you want a story from high school that you've never heard? Or do you want a story from this past weekend that you've never heard?
Let's do the weekend.
I knew you were going to say that. I didn't even plan the other one. So as you know, we are building a new laundry shed.
Right.
Our listeners don't know this, but like we have an old shed that's just dilapidated and it was here when we moved in. It's garbage. There's horses that we share a yard with. Their dust gets in there. Like there's rat piss and shit in there because it's not sealed up well. It's just the thing's disgusting. So we want a new one. And then you and I are also going to make that our studio. It's going to double as our studio for for this, for video, for a bunch of stuff that we want to do. Yeah.
So we can do laundry while we record this show. Exactly. It's truly a creator's dream.
Exactly. So because men love Facebook Marketplace, it's a pandemic, Ross is always on there looking at sheds. So he found a guy that had a shed for sale, but it's the same size as our current shed. We want a little bit of a bigger one so we can make it our studio. So he asked the guy about the shed. The guy's like, yeah, we can make it bigger. And then the guy was like, actually, I'm just going to build you a brand new one, whatever size you want. It's going to be easier in the long run. So we're like, okay, great. We got a price together with him. Ross has been talking to him for like 2 weeks. You know all this. It's just a little bit of backstory.
Right, right.
So the guy's like, it's going to take about 5 days. Ross is like, we need it done in a weekend because we live on the property where Ross, my husband, works. So we don't want like the company being like, what's going on over there? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So the guy says, okay, you can place a lumber order. I'll go pick it up. I'll start doing cuts and things at my house. And then I'll bring stuff over this weekend. We'll get it up in the weekend. Ross is like, great. We were like, should you send this stranger to Home Depot for stuff you've already paid for? That seems a little weird. Ross is like, read our whole conversation, see if anything seems sketchy to you. It didn't. Like, in my gut, I'm like, oh, he seems normal. Okay.
I'm getting scared now.
So I was like, maybe you should go meet him to pick up the lumber. Just you get a vibe for him in person, see how that goes. Ross is like, great, I'll do that. Ross meets him, super nice guy, you know, whatever. He's like our age. Not that that matters, but.
So 20s?
Yeah. He's a young 25, just like us.
Cool.
So everything works out great. This weekend, he's going to come put the shed together. Throughout the week, he was going to drop stuff off that he had built. Never came throughout the week. So at that point, my spidey senses are like, that's weird. He's supposed to get stuff done, drop it off over here so it can be ready to go this weekend. But he'd been in contact with Ross. They were talking. He's like, hey, let me know if you're going to drop stuff off. I'm going to be off property today. And the guy would be like, cool. And that was it.
Oh, God.
So on Friday, Ross is like, what time do you want to start tomorrow? And the guy's like, bright and early. And I'm like, well, he needs to give you a time because Ross has to take down the old shed. But Ross is like, a stiff wind could come by and that shuttle is done for. So so I was like, we'll make him at least give you a time. And he's like, 8 a.m. So Ross is like, okay, great. So Ross gets up in the morning. I know. Ross gets up in the morning, takes the shed down, gets everything ready to lay the new shed. And 10 o'clock rolls around, which is Ross is like, I'm sure he'll be here at like 10 o'clock. Contractors aren't timely people. 10 o'clock rolls around, guy's not here. So at like 10:30, Russ is like, should I call him? I'm like, yes. Calls him, goes to voicemail. By this point, I'm high as fuck on a Saturday morning because I love a good morning high.
Wake and bake.
Love a wake and bake. And so I'm now starting to spiral.
You guys have given him money at this point?
We gave him a deposit.
Okay.
And then Ross purchased lumber for him, like 400-ish, 450 in lumber. So he has that lumber.
This guy has the lumber. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm starting to spiral. I was like, we're getting scammed. It was all a ruse this whole time. He just wanted lumber. Like,
that is a common scam. They're like, I want to build my own thing. How can I get lumber? Facebook Marketplace.
Well, when I was talking to my parents about it, they're like, well, he's probably getting the lumber and he's going to go like use it on another job. And I was like, well, if he was going to use it for a job, why not just use it for this job that he was going to get paid for? That doesn't make any sense. So finally, Ross talks to him and he's like, yep, I'm loading up my car. I should be over there in an hour. This is around like 11:30-ish. So I go outside and I'm helping Ross like throw all like the old wood and the siding from the stuff in the dumpster. Like I'm getting helping him clear out all this shit. And an hour comes and goes. And Ross is like, you know, man, bright and early came and went a long time ago. I'm starting to worry now.
Yeah.
The guy's like, no, I'm loading up. Like I'll be over there. The whole day comes and goes. We don't see this guy. So we're like, we got scammed. That's it. We got scammed. So Ross is like, well, I'm going to run over to Home Depot. I have to get something for something.
Oh, God.
I'm like, okay. I was like, what if he shows up, you know? And he's like, well, he'll have to wait at the gate. So 5 o'clock, Ross sends me a text. He's there. He's at our house.
Wait, where were you?
I'm at the house. I was at the house, but he was at the gate.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? 5 p.m. So Ross is like, I told him to meet me at Home Depot. So we meet Ross over at Home Depot and Ross doesn't say anything. I'm like, have you been murdered? Like, I'm like, is everything cool? Ross is like, yeah, we're good. I'm like, okay, great. So they get here. The guy, it's dark. It's night.
Yeah.
And the guy builds like the foundation of the shed.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, wow, this is not how I saw this happening at all. So then Ross is like, all right, you're going to be here in the morning on tomorrow. Like, we got to get this going. And the guy's like, yeah, I'll be here. He's like, my girlfriend even says I'm a really bad communicator, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So Sunday comes. Ross is outside working again, finishing up some stuff he didn't finish yesterday. 10 o'clock comes. He messages the guy. He's like, are you on your way? What's your ETA? And the guy's like,
you have daylight savings to contend.
I know. So the guy is like, I'm loading up the car. He's always loading up that fucking car, you know?
How big is this car?
It's a van.
So it's not a semi-truck?
No. It should be. So then he sends Ross a text and he's like, hey, my girlfriend needed the car. This is my, I'm letting you know something came up text. Because Ross is like, if something comes up, you gotta let us know. Yesterday was so stressful. Like, we thought we'd been scammed. Yeah. And he's like, so this is me letting you know. This was at like 11:20. He's like, she'll be back in 30 minutes. So as I'm sure you can imagine, noon came and went when she should have been back. The guy never comes. Ross is like, I'm firing him. He's like, help me craft a text. So we text him more like, hey, man, like, I'm going to have to find somebody else to finish this job. I told you I needed it done in the weekend. Ross was going to help him. Like, you know, Ross is a builder. The two of them could have knocked that out. My dad could have come helped them knock it out.
Yeah, we could have helped them knock it out.
Yeah, at this point. He's like, you seem like a nice guy. Nothing personal. I just need this done in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. So the guy replies, dude, seriously? I have your roof all ready to go and built. And I told you, like, I never said I could do it in a weekend. It's only me. I said I wasn't sure I would try my best. So now I'm taking over the conversation.
Of course you are.
Because I'm a wordsmith. So I was like, when you said it was going to be 5 days, we agreed that you would build everything at your house so that we could do it in a weekend. And I went back and I found the actual conversation where the guy says, sounds like we'll just need to blitzkrieg it up this weekend. That works for me. I work better at home anyway. I'll get everything built.
I was going to say, show the receipts.
Yeah. So
it's got to be there.
I screenshot it and I send it to him. And I'm like, this is your message agreeing to do it this weekend. So the guy replies and he says, how about this? I'll finish the shed for free. I don't want you to pay somebody else because I'm terrible at scheduling. Ross is like, I don't want this to be like a friendship situation now where it takes him 5 months to finish this shed. You know, he's like, I want to pay him to finish the shed. And he's like, I'm just going to tell him no. And I was like, I don't want an enemy on our hands. Like, the world is crazy. I don't want some guy, you know, like, because Ross was like, keep the deposit and the lumber that you have. And let's just call it a day, you know. So I was like, let's give him one more chance. Ross is like, no, I want to pay you. Your time is worth money. Uh-huh. He's like, so here's my counter offer. You drop stuff off during the week to reinstill some confidence in this project.
Mm-hmm.
And you show up at 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. If you're not here at 8 a.m. on Saturday, I will consider this deal done. And I will have somebody as backup, just so you know, in case you don't show up. Does that sound fair? And the guy was like, okay, deal. So now that's where we are currently at.
Okay. Has anything been dropped off yet?
No.
Okay.
It's only Tuesday.
I know.
So we'll see. But we do have most of the lumber now. So that's good. Because we're like, if we have to hire somebody else to do it, we at least have the lumber. So we can hire someone to do the labor. We don't need to figure any of that stuff out. So that's currently where we're at. But this whole weekend, we're like, we got scammed. And I was just panicking.
Of course. And also, what's weird is that a guy from Facebook Marketplace is gunning so hard to keep this job.
What do you mean?
Well, he was like, no, like, I'll finish it for free. Da, da, da. Like, I would expect it from somebody who you leave reviews on.
Yeah.
To want to, like, make right. So I just think that's an interesting.
Well, and during my spiral, I was like, his girlfriend is the one that listed the original shed. And I was like, he probably got reported off Marketplace. He can't have an account on Marketplace anymore. And I'm like, just panicking.
Oh, my girlfriend God. That's telling him he's bad at communication and then takes his car. Interesting.
Yeah.
Which, you know, she probably told him and he just wasn't paying attention.
Probably. I mean, he does seem like a really nice guy. And that's why I felt bad. I'm like, we got to just be firm, and he has to know that, like, there are times and place. This is like a job. I get that you're a private contractor, but there's still.
But still, yeah. When you're exchanging money.
I know.
There is an expectation.
And that just seems so common. I don't know if it's an LA thing. I don't know if it's a contractor type deal, construction deal, whatever it is. We have issues with this shit all the time. And I'm like, I just don't. That's why when I had open bar, people were so shocked that I answered an email in a timely manner. It's like, that should have been my first clue. Shit's bleak.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it is. It is bleak.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. I'll keep you abreast of the situation.
I have no doubt.
But we will have a studio at some point.
Yeah.
Because now we have no choice.
Do that in-person record.
Yes. Yeah. So that's it for today, guys. A reminder to sign up for Patreon. You can become a free member and vote on like polls, things like that. Yeah. If you want to, there's also a chat for free members and everybody. If you want to be a paid member, the $5 tier gets you bonus episodes. Like we said, we'll probably do 2 a month. That's what we're shooting for. You get ad-free for when we start having ads. The $10 tier is the burn book. That gets you a second episode every week where we go off the rails.
About to do that now.
Yeah, there is some political intersection. So if that scares you.
Heads up.
Then don't do it. $20 tier gets you all that stuff before bonus episodes, burn book episodes. And then 2 times a month, we're going to do sleepover behind the scenes videos to upload for you guys. And you're also going to get behind the scenes photos of girls' trips and trips that we go on. We have one of those coming up in December.
Oh, my God, we do. I keep forgetting. I got to put in time to take off for that.
Yeah. So
I'm going to be fully off. I cannot wait.
I know. I'm excited. So, yeah, join us on Patreon. You can follow the show on Instagram at Almost Famous Pod. You can follow us on Instagram at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore Williams. And you can follow the show wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.